You know, they say life is like a room full of idiots, and then you die. No more dealing with people you hate, just you in the ethereal plane. Bliss, tranquility, true peace. But not you. Oh no. I'm gonna make damn sure you'll be dealing with me long after you're gone. There'll be no rest in peace for you. It will be the only justice I can see for you, as in life, you tormented me no end. You think you're so smart, talking to me the way you do, laughing at me when I make a mistake, making those little jibes here and there. Each another needle in my cold, dead heart. And yet, I see the way you look at me, how your eyes dip to my cleavage, and you're always looking back up when I turn around to face you. I know what you think of me, that I'm just some gloomy girl with her silly little opinions, and that you'd like to fuck every single little thought out of my pretty little head and see me writhing in pleasure and pain, and unable to make any noise besides moans, screams, and whimpers. Have you imagined all the ways you could break me, piece by piece, inch by inch? Like a fucking house of cards, you could just blow me down in one big puff. And does it make you feel good thinking you're the boss of this relationship? What a fucking idiot. My hatred for you goes deeper than guts, than blood, than life itself. I've had to deal with you for far too long. Not even your timely demise would satisfy my resentment. And even in death, you won't be able to escape my ire. One day, you'll die. And I'll go to your funeral in a red dress. I'll celebrate that day for the rest of my fucking life. Then, long after your body is in the ground and the grass has grown over your grave, I'll come visit you. It'll be a nice cool night, a full moon illuminating the graveyard. I'll lay white roses on your gravestone and stare at your epitaph for too long, and just to make sure. I'll remember the good times, as few and far between as they were, but then that moment will pass, and it'll be time for the real reason I stopped by. I didn't come to pay my respects, or to grieve, or for closure. No. My agenda is far more personal. You once told me I'd only ever be happy again over your cold, dead body. Have it your way then. You're gonna lay there, 6 feet under, while I fuck someone on your grave. I don't know who it'll be. I don't particularly care. I'll rip off their clothes and push them onto the ground, almost exactly the way you'll be lying in eternal state. I'll slather my tongue all over their neck and chest and take their cock as far down my throat as I can, milking every ounce of pleasure I can. They will scream and cry and beg me the way you never did. They'll know their place and that their pleasure is at my mercy. I'll ride their face until I come and cry out for the gods of death and decay. My cries will be prayers of thanks as they have finally and truly freed me from you. And then, after I've caught my breath, my head has stopped spinning. I'll bend over your headstone and be fucked so hard that the stone might break. I'll forget about you, about why I'm doing this, about everything you've ever done to me. No thoughts will enter my mind beyond the absolute ecstasy someone else has given me. And I'll cum my brains out right there. I'll scream so loud you'll hear it from the other side. I deserve it, after all, the shit you put me through when you were alive. You owe me that small amount of pleasure. The desecration of your grave will be my greatest achievement. I'll remember that night for the rest of my life, until I'm resting in my own plot, far, far away from yours. And then I'll fuck you in the afterlife too.